Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We have a new low in the annals of Defend the Police. Three Los Angeles police officers are suing the owner of KillerCop.com, accusing him of publishing their photos on his website and putting out a bounty on them. It is the first legal action stemming from the LAPD release of the names and photos of almost every sworn officer, more than 9,300 officers, including some who work undercover, as part of a public records request. A police watchdog group posted the images online last Friday. Here's what the LA Times meant when it put those sarcastic quote marks in the word bounty. In a tweet mentioned in the lawsuit, Stephen Sutcliffe, who posts under the handle @KillerCop1984, allegedly wrote, hashtag rewards are double all year for hashtag detectives and hashtag female cops. The tweet included an image of a monetary reward for killing an LAPD officer. According to the suit, a later tweet allegedly included a link to a database of officer photos along with a caption, clean headshots on these hashtag LAPD officers A to Z. That sounds like a bounty to me. But of course, the LA Times think differently. Would they use the word bounty in quote marks if the target were LA Times reporters? The radical left-wing lunatic who did this has protested that his grotesque, doxing and his threats and bounties intensified against women no less, suggesting some impressive women hate in those quarters, was all a matter of free speech and all a matter of his protected First Amendment right. I don't know if issuing threats and bounties, I don't think that's protected speech. It appears a judge thought otherwise, as the KillerCops.com website is now down and hopefully gagged forever. The whole specter is repulsive, given that cops must deal with the dregs of humanity on a continuous basis, as well as the snipings of a left-wing anti-police activist, and all of them would like to know where the last cop who arrested them and sent them to the can lives. They would love to collect bounties, of course, making one wonder just how many of these corporate Black Lives Matter millions went to the groups like this one to pay bounties. Many of the criminals in L.A. are affiliated with Mexico's cartels, are actually in the cartels or other organized crime groups, and will love a copy of that database. And, there's people in the LAPD who have said that they have run into actual cartel members while on the beat in places like Compton and Sun City, saying the air is almost literally different around these dangerous people, like the smell of death around them. Cartels are smart enough and evil enough to maintain an interest in all the names, faces, badge numbers, station postings, and other personal identifying information of LAPD officers, such as were posted by this malevolent freak. So, the implications of this story, which involved the publishing of the names of hundreds, if not dozens, if not hundreds, of undercover cops, or even just beat cops, are incredible. It magnifies the danger these police officers protecting the public are in, as well as a danger to their families, and will likely result in cops retiring at their desks or cops acting a lot more jumpy in dangerous situations. And maybe the bigger issue is just who the hell released all this information by mistake based on a public records request, including the names and faces of the undercover officers. And to say it was a mistake is sort of hard to believe, given the reluctance of government agencies to release any information, including the information they're required to release. Somebody needs to get fired on this one, and probably investigated for other leaks, as well as prosecuted for violations. The LAPD says it's, quote, investigating, end quote. It actually sounds like the LAPD, which is loaded with wokester leadership, recalled that they banned the Blue Lives Matter flag at LA police stations after just one complaint from a defund the police fanatic might just be infiltrated at some administrative levels by defund the police activists. Somebody gets hired with access levels, access to sensitive police records. He releases those records to his political allies on the pretext of a public records request. And next thing you know, every last police officer is exposed to significant danger from the world's foulest criminals. It shows that the defund the police movement isn't really just about defunding the police. It's about killing the police. And the goal is to get rid of the police, and now we are seeing on full display the leftist slogan, by any means necessary. If this doesn't result in some arrest, there aren't going to be any police officers protecting Los Angeles. This needs to end in some arrests pretty quick, too. Pretty quick. Although, this is the thing that I wonder about. So, right now, we have the ATF coming down on pistol braces. They're trying to clamp down on a bunch of other things. They're always out there making these noises about confiscating this and confiscating that. Well, if they actually run the police out of a job, who's going to be left to do this? There's not going to be the police. I mean, there's not going to be anybody doing the job. The ATF doesn't have really big groups of people that are out there that are just spoiling to get into a gunfight with anybody, no matter what you may think. They need local law enforcement in order for that to actually be a thing. I really honestly do not understand what we're witnessing here as they go after the cops. Because the cops are the ones they're going to have to depend on in the event that they tried their little confiscation nonsense. So I don't know. As I watch this, I just have to wonder about it, because it just doesn't make any sense to me. But we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. This is one of those things that some people should burn over this. And the fact that there aren't any people burning over this is also questionable to me. I'm having trouble understanding what it is exactly we see going on here, because these are the guys they want to confiscate your guns. But they're getting rid of them. That's going to be problematic. How's that one going to work out? They're going to send Antifa? That would be funny. That would be funny. Somebody asked me the other day, what if Antifa comes? Well, okay, what if Antifa comes? I mean, that's just bringing the lamb to the lion. Lunch is on them. But we'll see how this plays out. 9,300 police officers in L.A., and they've exposed all of them now. So I remember the late Bill Hicks, a stand-up comedian, he referred to L.A. as Hell-A. And it's becoming exactly that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
Officer.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Bruin.com. Well, the Bruin decision, that passed by last June, and it was a watershed moment in American history. What began as a fight against the arbitrary power of government, a pair of kicks to grant concealed permits, often with a dollop of corruption, ended with a judicial standard that limits the power of government to infringe upon our right to keep and bear arms. The new guidance from the Supreme Court places the burden of proof on the government to show that any law that implicates the Second Amendment rights of you is in line with the nation's history and tradition of firearms regulation. And the implications have been massive. From coast to coast, laws that were previously rubber-stamped by a jaundiced judiciary are being struck down. Like laws that created a malleable category of assault weapons and banned them, gone. Laws that mandated non-existent James Bond technology, gone. Magazine capacity restrictions, poof. Laws that banned out-of-state ammunition purchases in the process of getting shot down. Laws that restrict young adults from owning guns on their way out. Ammo background purchase requirements about to get overturned. California has seen a lot of that action, which is funny to me. But New York and, has also seen its fair share of lawsuits against the Empire State struck back. There is a lot to celebrate in no doubt, no way, shape, or form. We are in some heady days. Gun owners in anti-Second Amendment states are giddy at being able to own pistol grips instead of obscene workarounds, threaded barrels, detachable magazines, and folding adjustable stocks. They're no longer limited to Gen 3 Glocks and are no longer discouraged to apply for a carry permit because they aren't rich, politically connected, or refuse to participate in third world bribery. And yet, things that were far worse and on a bad trajectory now seem to be turned around, and those gains, in my opinion, are tenuous and can be rolled back within our lifetimes. The scoreboard as it stands now is a result of a razor-thin electoral college victory in 2016. Regardless of your sentiment and policy positions on abortion, the overturning of Roe v. Wade should serve as a warning. Now, in an ideal world, lawmakers would refrain from passing laws that violate the Constitution. And the executive branch would stop usurping the authority of the legislature, and the judiciary would make use of its lifetime tenure to judge cases on their merits and not be cowed down by public opinion or political pressure. But the world we live in is far from that, and the weakened separation of powers will be dangerous in the long run, not just for the Second Amendment, but for the overall health of the Republic. Secondly, the enemies of our freedoms are organized, well-funded, and waging an all-out war. They're working secretly with the CDC. They push propaganda in Hollywood. They apply pressure campaigns on private industry. They conspire with academia. And they use public money to push their agenda. I hesitate to say this, but they're behaving like modern-day Benedict Arnold, colluding with foreign nations to subvert the American Bill of Rights, because of their deep-seated hatred and basic denial of our right to keep and bear arms. And I've heard people say that we've got them on the ropes, but we've had them there before. And I'm doubtful that this, because they're always playing the long game. What I see is a danger arising from a post-Bruin sugar high and complacency on the part of gun owners, which we saw when Trump got elected. What happened within the United States as far as within the gun industry was an interesting time. Everybody in the run-up to the 2016 election was buying AR-15s because they were certain Hillary Clinton was going to win the election, and they were certain that she was going to ban the AR-15. And they were also certain that she was going to grandfather them all in. That, you know, that could get bought. So they're all trying to buy, you know, everybody thought they were going to buy guns under the wire. Then the election happens, and Trump wins, and everybody just sits back and like, okay, everything's good now. Will you stop, you know, for people out there that suddenly have your rights restored all of a sudden, are you going to stop your activism now that you can buy pistol grips and folding socks? Will you stop carrying your elected, you know, calling your elected representatives now that you have your carry permit? Will you show up to vote, or are you going to relax at home? Will your rifles gather dust and you're safe as you go about your life, assuming that the law and political circumstances are going to stay as they are now, and that your freedom's going to remain safe? In Europe, when we were there in Europe, we prayed for peace and we prepared for combat. We did a lot to prepare for combat. We did a lot of things. And we gave our youth to the nation in order to be prepared for combat. And I would like to say that continues today within the military. I sort of have my doubts. But it's a good idea to live like an optimist, but prepare for the worst. And I implore you to still act like your freedom is on the verge of obliteration and continue dutifully calling your elected representatives and speak up when needed. And most importantly, continue taking inexperienced people to the range and bring them into the fold of gun ownership so that our freedoms can be enjoyed by our grandchildren and their descendants 100 years from now. The fight is, I got told one time after the 2010 election, I was calling around trying to get some people, and I was told, well, everybody's tired and they're taking some time off. And I was like, you're kidding. So we won an election and now everybody's going to just take some time off. And I told who told me this, I said, you know, in combat, you don't get to take a nap while you're on the firing line. You keep firing. You keep the fight going. And, you know, I was told, well, you know, this isn't combat. Okay. Yes, it is. It is ideological combat. It is never over. It is never over. It's never going to be over. There are always going to be people that want to control you. There's always going to be people that want to disarm you. And the first thing they're going to have is they got to have your guns in order for all of this fine agenda to go forward to micromanage the rest of your life. They know it. And they work in that particular way to achieve that means. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has left the Manhattan courtroom where he pled not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records and conspiracy. Here's correspondent Adam Reese.
They said that Mr. Trump tried to conceal a conspiracy and undermine the 2016 election to identify and suppress negative information.
Trump was arrested and arraigned on the charges related to an alleged hush money payment. The number of job openings dropped in February, falling below 10 million. It's the first time in 2 years the number has fallen below the 10 million mark. And there's a recall coming from Volkswagen, the German automaker recalling more than 143,000 Atlas SUVs over an airbag-related issue. The wiring in some of the vehicle's front passenger detection system could be faulty, and that would cause the airbag not to deploy in a crash. The recall affects the 2018 through 21 Atlas and 2020 Cross Sport vehicles. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. When it comes to framing the discussion around a mass shooting, USA Today has, they have sort of a spotty track record because they're the same ones who thought the chainsaw bayonet was an actual common thing that people attached to their AR-15s. That doesn't help their credibility in the least. But it seems like they're actually trying to do better. As an example, a recent story actually gets a few things right with regard to the awful tragedy of children being killed by gunshots. Basically, school shootings aren't as big of an issue as many think. More than two-thirds of parents worry a shooting could happen in their children's school, according to a recent Pew Research Center survey, but home is a far more dangerous place for kids. In the 5 years ending in 2022, at least 866 kids ages 17 and younger were shot in domestic violence incidents, according to an analysis by The Trace of data from the nonprofit Gun Violence Archives. 621 of them died. In that same time frame, 268 children were shot at school. 75 of them fatally, according to an analysis of data from the CHDS School Shooting Safety Compendium, a federally funded tracker launched after the mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, in 2018. So all told, three times as many kids are shot in domestic violence incidents as in school shootings, and eight times as many have died. And the majority of those children were intentionally shot by a parent, step-parent, or guardian, the very people expected to protect them. Now, this is, and you shouldn't think this either, this is not a pro-gun article. It's not even gun neutral. The author works for The Trace, so you know it's still anti-gun. But the truth of the matter is that this whole mass shooting, they get a lot of attention. And they're a small fraction of the violence that can claim a life. And that applies to kids as well. And where the author really doesn't step up, though, is in telling that there are 73.6 million children in the United States. While the loss of any child is tragic, the truth is that those numbers are, you know, they're about, that's for a five-year span. So if you break it down annually, things look a little bit different. So let's take domestic shootings, for example. There's 173.2 per year. According to the CDC, in 2020, 607 kids were killed in car accidents. As a, you know, as a means of putting these numbers in contrast. None of this is to say that we don't have an issue. The idea of any parent or guardian killing their child in their charge is troubling, to say the least. And it's representative of a very real problem, one we need to address as a nation in some way, shape, or form. And additional gun regulations, something the author does seem to favor later on in the piece, aren't likely to keep children alive because, after all, a violent parent or guardian has alternatives for taking a child's life if that's what they want to do. And it makes no sense to deal with this at the source of the, in the first place by addressing the reasons for domestic violence. Undermine that and you have nothing to worry about going forward. Let's segue now to the FBI. I talked a little bit about the FBI's anti-gun shenanigans, in particular how they were pressuring Americans to essentially sign away their Second Amendment rights in an effort to apparently avoid prosecution. And I found that one to be particularly troubling. Now whistleblowers are offering warnings on the program in question. FBI whistleblowers are raising concerns of the Bureau's involvement in a secret plea agreement conditioned by the U.S. government that stripped the defendant of their rights to own, buy, or even use firearms. The FBI and the Secret Service worked behind closed doors with an apparent prosecutor in 2019 to condition the signing of the form, which also stripped at least 60 people of their gun rights between 2011 and 2019, according to multiple Washington Examiner reports. Two FBI whistleblowers said the Bureau's actions in connection to the forms are the latest revelation of the politicization of agencies, an allegation at the heart of the newly launched GOP-led weaponization of the federal government subcommittee. Kyle Serafin, an FBI whistleblower and agent and until April 2022, who notably leaked information relating to the Justice Department taking aim at parents and school boards, said the Bureau's internal form usage is an example of it going rogue. He told the Washington Examiner, I think it 100% relates to that. There's no meaningful oversight by Congress. The FBI resists oversight whenever it wants to hide behind the guise of an ongoing investigation or national security. Take your pick. And it refuses the real information that is necessary for oversight. And that happens all the time. The FBI has continued to come under fire for obtaining signatures on the NICS forms, which are also fed at to at least five hospitals and medical centers so they could use them on patients. And the facilities were located in New Hampshire, Delaware, Massachusetts, and Oklahoma. But there's nothing in the Gun Control Act of 1968 that permits these forms in the first place. While people who are a danger to themselves or others may be adjudicated by the courts as such, there's no provision for being listed as such on a voluntary basis. Further, there doesn't seem to be any real legitimate reason for the FBI to be doing this, much less make such documents available to other law enforcement agencies or healthcare centers. And let's not pretend that anything about this is actually really sort of kind of voluntary. If the FBI shows up at your doorstep saying you've been a naughty boy or girl and then sits a form down in front of you saying that if you sign this, everything goes away, is this really voluntary or is it coerced? I mean, They don't have a literal gun to your head, but there is a proverbial one. No, this is coercion, plain and simple. And it's well past time for them to have it called out, too. At least 60 people have been stripped of their Second Amendment rights due to FBI intimidation. And, you know, this may sound quaint, but that's not how the way things are supposed to work in this country. It's well past time we made sure things happen as they're supposed to, and not how some unelected bureaucrat thinks they should work. And frankly, I can't help but wonder if charges for those responsible are appropriate or not. But if so, it'd be nice for someone to throw the book at them. In a lot of ways, this reminds me of the COVID thing, of the pandemic thing, where they were trying something to see who would go along with it, to see who would bite. And that in and of itself is a big issue. That's a big issue. Now, having said that, where the issue comes in for me is that there has never been a provision for this to happen. They've just made this out of whole cloth. And now I guess what they're trying to do, what they're trying to say, and every one of those 60, we should find out who every one of those 60 are, and they should get a lawyer, and they should sue the government. They should seek redress from the government. And, we'll see where this goes. It's still a little sketchy as far as the details are concerned, but we'll see what we see. And that's outrageous. They can't be doing this stuff. But they're just making it up as they go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Kirkland Warren was out on bail pending a long-delayed murder trial in Arkansas, but when he was arrested in southwestern Washington State earlier this month on charges that he assaulted his ex-girlfriend and fired a gunshot into her apartment, he quickly posted bond and was released again. A few days later, his ex-girlfriend, Misha Melendez, 27, and her 7-year-old daughter, Layla Stewart, vanished. People named Warren a person of interest in their disappearance. The discovery of their bodies in thick brush down a road embankment on Wednesday has raised questions about why someone facing a murder charge in another state would be released from custody after being arrested for a serious domestic violence offense. Simber Tadlock, I think it's Simber, the deputy prosecutor who handled Warren's case in a 2017 killing in Jefferson County, Arkansas, said the Vancouver Police Department in Washington notified her on March 2nd that they had arrested Warren for a drive-by shooting and other charges stemming from an incident in December. They also told her the next day that Warren had a court appearance and his bail was set at $100,000. It wasn't until March 14th, after she received official paperwork from Clark County, Washington, that she filed a motion to revoke Warren's bail in the 2017 murder case. In the meantime, he posted bail and was released from custody March the 8th, 4 days before Melendez and her daughter vanished, and 6 days before the prosecutor got paperwork. Had his Arkansas bail been revoked sooner, it's possible Warren would have remained in custody as a fugitive pending his extradition to face trial in Arkansas. But Tadlock said the time it took to obtain an order revoking his bail was typical. Tadlock told the Associated Press, "I wish everything could happen more quickly. I wish his murder case could have been resolved by now. It had delay after delay, and now it's had a tragedy." Even before a man walking his dog reported seeing what resembled to be two life-sized mannequins in a rural area west of Washougal, Washington, on Wednesday morning, the family and friends of Melendez and Stewart had asserted the criminal justice let them down. Melendez's brother, Miguel Melendez, and stepdad, Kendrick Taylor, along with Stewart's grandfather, told the Columbian newspaper of Vancouver they couldn't believe Warren had been released on bail after shooting at her apartment, especially considering his pending murder trial in Arkansas. But, except in cases of aggravated murder, Washington law presumes someone will be released from custody until they are tried and convicted. Courts can impose conditions such as bail or electronic monitoring to help ensure public safety and to keep defendants from fleeing. Complicating matters, right now my eyes are rolling just thinking about what I'm looking at here. Complicating matters is that when Warren was released, he was not ordered to wear a GPS ankle bracelet, despite a recent state law that allows courts to order people accused of domestic violence to wear them. And under that law, the victim had to use a mobile phone app to be alerted if their abuser is near. Police receive the notifications as well and can respond. But they said no. They didn't say yes. Whatever it is, they didn't execute. Vancouver Police Department spokesperson Kim Kapp said Friday that officers were concerned about Warren being released at all, considering the danger he posed. Kapp said the department may urge lawmakers to make the GPS bracelets mandatory for domestic violence defendants deemed a high risk. Warren was charged with killing an acquaintance in his vehicle in 2017 and leaving the body in a roadside ditch. He told police the passenger was asking for money and he shot him because he feared for his safety. His family got him released from custody pending trial by putting up 10% of his $250,000 bond, said his attorney in that case, Mark Hampton, and Warren subsequently moved to Washington State with the knowledge of his lawyer and prosecutors. The case has been delayed pending psychological evaluations, discovery disputes, the pandemic, and most recently by a fall that Hampton's 91-year-old mother took, resulting in a broken hip. Justice delayed. Vancouver police previously investigated Warren in 2020 for possession of a stolen gun and in 2021 for lying on a federal form required to purchase a firearm by saying he was not facing felony charges, according to court records. Those background checks, they sure do work. Under Arkansas legal rules, judges must find reasonable cause that the defendant has committed a felony before revoking bail, according to Tadlock, who said we had to move a finding by another court because the allegations occurred in another jurisdiction. Warren's March 2nd arrest stemmed from a December episode during which police said he assaulted Melendez and then fired a gunshot into her apartment. He has pleaded not guilty to those charges and hasn't been charged thus far in the deaths of Melendez or Stewart. At Warren's initial court appearance on March the 3rd, prosecutors noted he posed an extreme risk to Melendez, according to the Columbian. The court set bail at $100,000 and ordered him to have no contact with her, but inexplicably, prosecutors did not request GPS monitoring in the event of his release. The Clark County Prosecutor's Office did not respond to emailed questions about this case. Warren was the last person seen with the mother and daughter before they disappeared, according to charging documents. On the night of March 11th, a friend told police she had been babysitting Stewart when Warren arrived to pick her up. Melendez was unresponsive in the car, naked from the waist down. The friend reported Melendez missing on March the 18th. Melendez's mother also reported her missing, saying the family had not heard from her in a week. The next day, police arrested Warren again, and with his bail in Arkansas revoked, and his bail in Washington increased to $1 million, he has been in custody since then. Except, he committed a whole bunch of crimes, a couple of gun control crimes, right? Felon in possession of a gun, right? That kind of thing. He hasn't been convicted, right? He hasn't been convicted because of things that have been in the way. The pandemic, breaking hips, stuff like that. And he's been out, and he has committed a double murder that we know about, right? Which, that's probably all he's committed, because he does not seem to be a mastermind criminal of any sort. So, that's On its face, it's sort of interesting when you look at it, but at the same time, this is gun control at its best, because it never, ever actually solves anything. It never, ever puts anything in any perspective. It never, ever works. If somebody's out there and they want to get a gun, they will. And I presume that they found out he lied on the form after he got the gun. Unless, of course, there is a waiting period. There could be a waiting period for guns in Washington State that I simply don't know about. But, you know, as these kind of things happen, while we sit here and discuss whether this was this or that was that, a woman and her daughter are dead at the hands of a man that should have had his bail revoked already, at the hands of a man who had fired at them, at the hands of a man who had committed domestic violence against them, and released. Catch and release. And we sit back and you know, I attribute a degree of competence to these people, and they there's a lot of them that just never ever fail to let me down on that one thing, on just being competent about their job. That's all I'm looking for. Competence. That's all I'm looking for. So, I mean, having said all of that, we'll see what happens with the guy. Now he's never going to get out, most likely. But in the interim, everybody gets to sit back and go, well, we got two more people killed because we didn't know what to do. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.